Good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show. I'm Warren Thompson, and just a reminder that this show is being brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. Its results season continues today. We have interim results from MMI Holdings that the market has not enjoyed at all, with the share price almost 7% weaker. We will be playing an interview I conducted a little bit earlier with MMI Finance Director Risto Kotola to get some insight into what was happening. That interview will be followed by a review of the day's trading so far with market commentator today, who is Wayne McCurry from Ashburton Investments. We'll obviously be getting his thoughts on the company's reporting today. And that takes us into some of the other companies that reported results this morning. And that leads us into the news bulletin at the same time. So paper and packaging company Impact announced full year results to December that saw revenue advance marginally, but operating profit fall by 40%. This led to earnings per share falling 30% to 1.62. The company said it saw declining margins in both its paper and plastics business owing to declining US dollar prices in international markets. The share price was 2.5% weaker at R26.53 just a few moments ago. And then just before we came on air, RMB Holdings announced interim results to December that saw its net asset value rise 8% to 42.7 billion rand. Its net income rose by 3% to 4.2 billion rand. The market hasn't liked that much, and the share price is down 3% to 86 rand a share. And then our top story today, MMI Holdings announced interim results to December that saw diluted core headline earnings fall 3% on the back of a poor result from its retail businesses. When we come back, we will play the interview I conducted with Risto Kotola.
MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors. Through our Click and Advisor offering, advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. To find out more, visit www.moneyweb.co.za.
For our next segment today, MMI Holdings reported interim results to the end of December, which saw that diluted core headline earnings fell 3% to 97 cents per share. The market so far has not liked the news. We're going to get into that in more detail with the Group Finance Director, Risto Kotola, who joins me now. Good to have you with us, Risto.
Thank you, Warren.
Right, so we've seen that market reaction down, the share price down 6% today, and it was quite a mixed bag when I went through the different segments. What sort of struck me from the results was that you're having a very tough time in your retail businesses, Momentum Retail and Metropolitan Retail. Just explain what's going on there and why, in the case of Metropolitan Retail, your core earnings declined by 15%.
I agree that the retail businesses were probably the low lights of the results compared to the corporate business, which, as you see, had a significant improvement in profit. Now, if I start with Momentum Retail very briefly, that 8% or 10% decline to me is not a disaster because we have invested significantly more than 100 million more in terms of improvement in technology like the wealth platform, the consumer app. We're also investing for growth there. We're building an offering called money management. So there, I think it's more easily explainable. Metropolitan Retail, you're right, that 15% decline is maybe a little bit more business as usual type of decline. Now, the primary reason is really lapses. So we have seen premium collections weaken in that market. The only positive really to mention there is that the collections were better in the second quarter than in the first quarter through the 6 months. Now, the way we're trying to fix it is, besides obviously waiting for the economy to improve, we also be more selective in the recruitment of agents, and we're also putting a bit more onus on the branch manager to look after the quality of the business and to improve the quality of the sales activity in their branches.
Okay, so because the other key figure while we're talking about the lowlights was that the value of new business declined by 5% to 20 billion rand over the interim period. Was that largely as a result of the performance in the retail operations?
Ironically enough, no. So quite often in life insurance, your earnings and your sales volumes don't exactly go in the same direction. So the 5% decline in new business volumes, the main item was actually Momentum Corporate. The retail businesses were up single digits, which I would argue is actually not bad last year, particularly because the first quarter the growth rate was zero. So we've seen a slow month-by-month improvement in our retail operation. So for example, Metropolitan, where earnings were down 15%, our sales volumes were actually up 9% this month. Right. Momentum Corporate is where we had a significant decline in sales. We have been focusing on profitability there. So it's a bit like short-term insurance. You know, the more you focus on profitability, the more business you need to say no to. So in corporate, I think our sales declined by more than 20%, even though profitability improved.
And just to add color there, your profitability improved quite a lot. It increased by 42%, your core headline earnings there to 455 million rand there. Also, still a tough time in your international business. I understand that you are exiting some of those businesses. There, the loss fell from 61 million rand for the previous period to a loss of 27 million rand. Are you anticipating that that should come right and push into the green for the second half of the year?
I wouldn't give that guidance. Now, there's two different trends in there. So we have very mature businesses in the south. So in Namibia, which is our biggest business in terms of profitability, things are going quite well. Lesotho and Botswana are also very stable. So we have a lot of profit coming out of SADC. Same time, we are investing heavily in India, and then we have some other frontier markets. I'm not exiting all of them. So all I would really say is that we expect that the cost of building our India business and our mobile insurance business in Africa to increase in the second half, and that will offset probably any of the gains we have in the more mature markets.
Yeah, Risto, you've also decided to pull the interim dividend. Just give us your reasons for doing that.
Yeah, so that was obviously a massive debate internally. Now, I think the key point here is that we have changed our dividend policy going forward. So even if we paid a cash dividend, it would have been somewhat lower than last year. So that was the first decision, is that with our significant investment into India in particular, and also to the African Bank joint venture, our old dividend policy was no longer suitable. The decision to pay the dividend in a buyback rather than a cash dividend, that was probably more, it was a longer debate internally. And that really revolves around the fact that we traded a perennial discount to EV and value. And we do believe in our own embedded value. So we think it's better for the shareholders that we buy shares at the current levels than pay out the cash.
Okay, interesting decision there. Risto, just the last question. It's kind of been thrown out. You announced a very detailed succession plan and certainly change of roles for some of the key executives barely a month ago, I think. That's now been thrown out a little bit with the announcement that Mary Vilakazi has joined the First Rand Group. And I see here, according to your sense, she has resigned effective 31 March, was the end of this month. Have there been any decisions yet as to whether who will replace her? Or is that and if that position will indeed still be available, because you were pursuing a joint deputy CEO role with Jeanette Marais joining in taking over as the CEO of Momentum Investments, and then Mary was going to do Momentum Retail and Metropolitan Retail. Just give us an update if there's been any decisions made there.
Yeah, sure, Warren. You were breaking up a bit there, but I gather the question was mainly around Mary and how we're moving forward.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Mary resigning is very disappointing for us. We had extremely high regard for her, but at the same time, we respect her own career planning and her own wishes. So disappointed, but no hard feelings. Now, Hilly hasn't communicated, the new CEO hasn't communicated any definitive plans, but I don't think we will replace the deputy CEO role. Now, Mary was running effectively the retail operations. Those roles will need to be replaced. So I'm sure Hilly will make an announcement in the next few weeks in terms of who and what structure he wants to have in the retail operations. I mean, those are our biggest businesses by profitability, so clearly we cannot have them leaderless for long.
Okay, so we'll probably anticipate an announcement there. Risto, we've probably come to the end of our allotted time. Thanks very much for talking to us, and we wish you a better second half of the year.
Thank you, Warren. Good wishes, always welcome.
That was Risto Kotola, the Group Finance Director for MMI Holdings. All right, time to have a look at the markets now. The JSE All Share, not a happy place to be at the moment, down over 1% at 58,527 points. And very similar trading we've seen in the last few days, where all the sectors seem to be down or up at the same time. So at the moment, we've got resources that are taking the pain, down 2.65%, but they're in good company, followed by gold mining down 1.3%, financials down 1%, and even industrials down 0.75%. In terms of value being traded on the JSE at the moment, Naspers leads the way as per usual, but being followed in second place by First Rand, 554 million rands worth of shares trading there, and the MTN Group in their third place. Just having a little look at the currencies, The Rand has actually been forgiving for our large Rand hedge stocks on the JSE. It's lost 0.33% to trade at 11.87 against the US dollar. It's also lost ground against the pound. It's down over 0.5% weaker there, 16.46 Rand. And a euro down 1% to 14.75 Rand. We've also got a fairly supportive resources prices there. The precious metals, gold up basically 1% to $1,333 an ounce. Platinum's up 0.5% and palladium down 0.5%. That gap between the two now, platinum just $12 cheaper than palladium at this stage. Platinum at $960 an ounce. Joining me to discuss the day's trading and some of the results that he's seen is Wayne McCurry, portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hello, everyone.
What did you make of those MMI results?
Look, they've made a very bold step by cutting the dividends and using the money for share buybacks, and I think that's the main reason why the market has pushed the share down about 5% today. I think the trading results might have been a little bit weaker than anticipated, but the market clearly wasn't expecting any fireworks from the MMI results. Now, it makes logical sense to actually use the dividend money to buy back shares if you are operating at such a big discount to what is essentially the net asset value of the company. But obviously, for investors who like the dividend, passing the physical cash dividend was not appreciated by certainly a fairly large proportion of the market, and hence the turn down in the share price. But look, I mean, make no mistake, the new management at Momentum will shake things up there, and hopefully we see a better result, maybe not in the next 6 months, but certainly over time we should see a better result out of Momentum. And of course, you don't know how the market is going to react or how the share price is going to react once that buyback actually starts. I mean, it could have a very beneficial effect, not only on the share price, it has a very, very beneficial effect on the earnings per share, and when it's resumed, the dividends per share, as well as the net asset value per share. But we'll have to see what actually happens over the next months.
Do you agree with that assessment that by the company that it's trading, its intrinsic value is also below, yes, beneath its net asset value? Just explain that for our audience, Wayne.
Look, it's a little bit complex. This embedded value or intrinsic value is effectively the future profits from the policies that you've got on the books and the profits you expect to make from new policies in today's rand. So it is a more correct net asset value based on market conditions and assumptions. In theory, once again, all life companies should trade at more or less the embedded value or the intrinsic value per share. And if you are at a big discount to that, it is essentially incumbent on the life company to close that discount. And one of the ways you close that discount is exactly what Momentum is doing now, is you buy back your own shares. Obviously, the other way you change the discount is you improve the operating circumstances and conditions and results of operations going forward. That's the other way you close that discount to net asset value. I mean, for instance, Sunlum trades at a slight premium to net asset value. Liberty trades at essentially the same sort of discount as MMI. But in theory, you should be trading very close to your embedded value or your intrinsic net asset value.
Wayne, we just want to keep an eye on the time here, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. You saw first round reporting results yesterday, yes. If I recall correctly. We spoke to Johan Berger, last set of results. The earnings growing in the kind of middle single digits, but faster than its competitors. So from your side, yes, you still think it's the premium, it deserves the premium it trades at, of the first round group?
It does, but understand that premium got significantly bigger over the last 6 months. I mean, the share price is up enormously over the last, well, all banks have, but First Rand in particular,
more so,
up very, very strongly. And given the expected set of good conditions in South Africa, that earnings growth can accelerate rapidly. I mean, you could easily go well into the double-digit earnings growth for FirstRand and the other banks if things pan out in South Africa as we all now hopefully expect them to over the next year or two. The earnings growth could actually pick up quite materially, because all bank earnings have been languishing in that single-digit range now for a while. And as I said, that could pick up quite quickly, in fact.
And that, Wayne, just to add some, certainly one thing that I noted with the FirstRand results is how slowly the advances were growing, certainly in the consumer facing businesses, right? So that's really where the earnings increases are going to come from. Wayne, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure we'll speak to you shortly in the future. That was Wayne McCurry, a portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments. This show is being brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numerology studies tell us that numbers have symbolic meaning. Number 8 stands for success, 4 is stability, and 3 represents advantage. These qualities, over and above trust, ethics, and leadership, are embraced by CASA, the leading accounting, auditing, and tax business designation, underpinned by ethical standards, delivering responsible business leadership to take your business to number 1. Because business is more than just numbers. CASA, leaders in business.
And that's a wrap for the show today. Remember, our English and Afrikaans speaking radio shows kick off at 6 p.m. And MoneyWeb, of course, will be bringing more breaking news and analysis around the markets. Until the same time tomorrow, cheers for now.